Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, it's Kanika Chedda Gupta, and I am excited to announce That's Total Mom Sense was the official podcast partner for Mom 2.0's Summit in Scottsdale, Arizona this year. An open conversation between moms and marketers and media, Mom 2.0 is a gathering of influencers and leaders who create content online and on air in parenting, entertainment, food, politics, business, marketing, technology, social change, travel, and design. Founded by Carrie Puccini and Laura Mays, two executives who had recently become moms and had attended a conference over a decade ago, which was predominantly men, they decided, why not create a community for moms at the core and open to everyone, which allows us to cultivate connections, work with leading brands across industries, and build our sphere of influence. Just like that, Mom 2.0 was born. This year, we met at the idyllic JW Marriott in Camelback. This is a keynote interview I did with Real Housewives of New Jersey breakout star, Danielle Cabral. We talk motherhood, fame, reality TV, and her go-tos in her tribe for support. Listen in.
Good morning, everybody. How is everyone feeling? It's the last day, guys. Who doesn't want to go home back to your kids? I'm trying to like live in Scottsdale. I had such a great time, and I want to say a few thank yous, starting with the Mom 2.0 team that's back there or running around. Laura, Carrie, John, Adrian, Marla, and the entire team. Let's give a round of applause to all of them. Okay, and I want to thank my team that did the recordings yesterday. We had 150 responses, and I know we didn't get to everyone, so find me out there in the marketplace, and I will do a live or something with you and stay in touch. So thank you to Allison, my podcast executive. She's out there. Hi! Thank you to Ryan from Rode and Britain Media for making this podcast live possible. Thank you. Now, I know all of us have had really special moments here. We've cultivated lifelong friendships, and the theme of Mom 2 this year has been leveling up. And I feel like we're leveling up in all facets of our life. I want to share a quick anecdote that kind of gave me a certain knowing, a mom sense, if you will, that I'm meant to be here. It was at yoga yesterday, and I was enjoying the majestic panoramic views, and the instructor opened with a song that actually is in my native language, in Hindi, and the entire song is just Ma, which is mother. And it was so palpable, the feelings that I felt when I heard that. It did bring up something that's a little difficult. My mom was recently diagnosed with dementia, so it's been hard. But it gave me this permission to feel I am meant to be here. And we all have something going on right now. And we see each other, and we understand each other. And we are all meant to be here at this conference. So round of applause for all of you. And I want you all to enjoy this time and celebrate yourselves this Sunday and celebrate the mothers in your life. So I want everyone to say, Happy Mother's Day. Yes, and now in the theme of celebrating, I have an amazing guest with me. Who out there is a Real Housewives of New Jersey fan? Woo! Yes, well, we have the star backstage. It is none other than Danielle Cabral. So let's give it up for Danielle. You're just a ball of sunshine.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
It's needed. Yeah. Who watches the show?
Yes.
It's needed, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so welcome to Scottsdale. We're so glad you're here.
I'm excited to be here. I really always wanted to come here. This has always been like on my bucket list. So to be up here is really cool.
And you're with the best crew you could be here with. So
Yeah. Big
up to us. Yes.
I can't see any of you, but you're all awesome. Okay.
And we're both Jersey girls. I want to start with, what do you like best about New Jersey? Because you have so many fun facts.
Well, okay, you're going to get into the soil thing. Well, I told her earlier that the Garden State is called the Garden State because it has the best soil. I learned that at a dinosaur park I took my kids to a couple of years ago. But really, ironically, what I love about Jersey is the people and how nice they've been compared to New York people.
Yes.
And that's not a dig in New York. I love New York. I am New York. But I always describe, like, when I would come out of my house in New York, it'd be like, mm-hmm. And in Jersey, it's like, hey, Patty.
Yeah.
Hey, Sue. It's like a totally different vibe in Jersey. You wouldn't know it on the show I'm on, but it is nice.
That's great. And I wanted to get into, you know, where you're from, your heritage. Yesterday, we heard from Attica and Tembi Locke, who were the sisters and co-creators of From Scratch, and they transported us to Italy. And you are half Italian, half Greek. Mm-hmm. So what was that like growing up, and what's it like at the family table?
So I grew up in a big Italian family, Sunday dinners, sauce or gravy? What do you call it? Yeah, that's a big debate. I don't know if anybody knows that. But with food and comfort and love and big get-togethers. And then the Greek side was, I feel like I get all my craziness from the Greek side. My mom had five brothers, so it was really a nice childhood.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. And what advice would you give to a young Danielle if you could go back in time?
Everything will be okay. It will all be okay. It'll turn out good.
That I think we need to keep reminding ourselves that, you know?
Well, now, I mean, we've been through it. We've all been through it.
But and we're still standing.
Yeah, we are. So. Yeah. I'd love to go back to that chick and just talk to her and be like, it's okay. But I wouldn't change anything.
Right.
I'd still go through everything I went through to get to where I am today.
Yes, 100%. And let's get into just Real Housewives. How did that come to be?
Oh, that came to be, okay, so it's no secret. I've always wanted to be in the industry, whatever it was. I went to Hollywood when I was a kid, and I always knew my personality would be the thing.
Yeah.
And I've met so many casting agents and producers and directors, and a casting agent reached out to me. Ironically, I wanted to get cast on a show. They were doing a mom version of Queer Eye.
Oh.
They were doing a mom version with, like, mom...
Like a makeover?
Yeah,
and
no,
then it's like
no,
your
but
home.
They moms in their individual fields. They were professionals in their individual fields, and they were going to try to help other moms.
Oh, love it.
Which is the language I like to speak. That casting agent didn't cast me on that because she's like, I have something for you. I'm like, if it's a game show, I don't want to be on a game show. And then she called, and she's like, Housewives?
No.
Oh, wow. What are you talking about? I'm not a housewife. What do you mean? And it just... I was like, all right, let's see. You know, I know Teresa, so I'm like, all right, let's see how this goes. And then from one meeting to another meeting to another meeting, fast forward December to July, cameras are up, and I look at my husband, I'm like, what the hell is happening? And like, it happened. So it didn't happen overnight at all, and it was not something I expected on my radar.
Wow. And what has it been like kind of processing, I guess, firstly, having a camera in your face and in your home all the time? I know, like, when I go to drop-off, I look rough. Like,
you know,
mom bun, all that. And I feel like if you have the cameras, like, do you feel like you have to be on?
Yeah, well, okay, here's the thing. I think we all kind of film ourselves. If we're in, like, the social media world, we film ourselves all day.
Yeah.
But what's different is now you're being judged on a platform by millions of people. And it's the housewives. So you can't, like, this is what you got to drop your kid off at school in, like this. Like, it's a regular Monday morning. This is, you know, normal in the housewives world. So you're just, you have to be conscious of, you know, how you look. I think that's the big difference. Cameras didn't, we didn't care. It was like a party at my house. 30 people at my house every day with the kids. But it was, you have to uphold that, you know.
Yeah.
I got my shit together type of thing.
Right.
Which I don't, but you know, I had to.
Any fun fan, like fangirl, fan moments?
With fans to me?
Yeah.
It's been so nice. I mean, the social media, you have two sides to it, right? I could open up social media and there depends on what episode is airing and when. You might you might hate me tonight based on the episode. You might love me. I don't know. You got to block certain things out because it'll affect how you are as a wife and how you are as a mother, and it trickles down. It goes with anything. Right. Not just people talking bad about me on a show, the way that I look or whatever. It's anything. Anything could trigger our minds to make us change how we act to our kids and to our husband. And I try to avoid that because it's on me. It's not on my kids, you know?
Right. That's so honest of you. And I feel like we have to be really mindful of like what our triggers are.
Yeah.
Who are your besties?
In real life?
Yeah.
I have a crew of 7 amazing friends. We live 3-4 houses down from each other. And I think that's what saved me a lot from going into this past year of my life is that, you know, everybody has work. My work just happens to be something you guys could all see. But when you have a hard work day, my girls were literally at my house waiting for me, like, you want to talk about it? And I could talk about it with them. And I have that. But I didn't always have that. Once I had my children, I built this friend group, you know, so I don't have I have a couple old school girls, but these new friends came about like 5 years ago.
Wow. And they're just ride or die.
Ride or die.
Yes.
They want no part of the TV world, no part of any of it.
Oh,
they're the ones where I'm like, I'm an In Touch magazine. Let's go to ShopRite. Come on, let's go. And I pick them up and we go. Like, those are my friends.
That's awesome. I love that. And I think we all need that. I think we've cultivated that here, so many of us. As I was speaking to you, they were saying, I met this friend last year in LA, or this is from, you know, 11 years ago I met her at Mom 2. Mm-hmm. And
that's
you
really
just
cool.
Yeah, and you stay in touch, and I feel like they're lifelong, these like really strong friendships that have that depth.
Because they speak the same language. When you speak the same language, it doesn't matter distance, whatever, you just show up for your friends.
Exactly. And we don't need to get into frenemies. It's not TMZ. But tell us about girl code to you, because I think we are going to have those run-ins with toxic people, toxic personalities. Like, what's girl code?
So you could call a toxic person out from a mile away. I can. And you don't have to be like me for me to want to hang with you.
Yeah.
Like, I shit sparkles and glitter. I don't expect everybody. We curse at this summit. We could? Is it
yes,
that type of summit?
Okay.
But I don't expect you to be like that. Just expect you to be a good person. That's it. It's very easy. Be a good person. Don't try to destroy me. Try to uplift me. Mm. You know? And it's so easy to compare. She's better. She's got more followers. She's doing this. She's doing that. Just be like, go girl.
Yes.
Go girl. Because that's your world. Let me learn from you. You know, if you could learn from somebody instead of try to knock them down, it's better on your head and your soul, you know?
Yes. Round of applause. Yes.
It's the truth.
Yes. Yesterday we heard from Jen Hatmaker, and she did a really, really wonderful keynote where she allowed us to kind of see each other, and she asked things like, you know, who is still kind of getting over their miscarriage? Anyone else who feels that in the room, say same. Or who has a differently wired child, or, you know, who's actually feeling, struggling through depression, whatever it may be. And there were so many
same
in the room.
Same.
Yeah,
like
same, all of the above. But what is it that you are kind of faced with as a challenge in your life right now, and how are you overcoming it?
I think I always question everything in my life. Like, I'm like, okay, if I got the success on TV, I'd be the happiest I've ever been in my life. And then I got the success on TV, I'm like, wait a second. Why isn't it coming? What's happening? And I think I have to, which I've gotten good at, put the blinders on. Stop questioning and let, it will happen if you put in the work. Don't give up, because it's so easy to say the success is not coming, or comparing, or why am I not so happy? And it's like, no, we're women. We're all messed up in the head anyway. It's just genetics. We're all gonna have our ups and downs. It just happens. But put the blinders on. And everybody's going through, I'm answering like a million questions right
no,
now.
No, I know, I love it. I'm but sorry. I mean.
But put the blinders on and just keep going. Keep doing whatever it is you wanna do, whether it is baking a cookie for your little cookie company and still going to the soccer game, or running a multi-million dollar business. I was speaking to these two women today. Are they here? Oh, they probably went to the pool. You run a $20 million business. Amazing. Amazing. That's amazing. Like, everybody's got their thing. Just keep going.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
I thought you were gonna go to the pool. I'm glad you stopped by.
No, they're here for you. Okay. And now let's talk about motherhood. Tell us about your two precious little ones, Dominic and Valentine.
Precious. That's such a nice word. No, they are. I love them very much. This is a free open space.
Yes,
no judgment zone.
Safe space. Okay.
My daughter is 5, going on 16. My son is 8. They're good kids. They love each other, but they're kids. They're kids, and we're in that stage right now where it's just chaos. But we have a beautiful family, a good foundation. So that's what we're most proud about, me and my husband.
Yes. And what are some of the life lessons you want to pass on? Thinking of that little Danielle that you would have told her, you're going to tell this to Valentina now.
Well, I don't care what they do in life. They have to be kind and be good people above anything else. And that I'd rather, if I said to my son, I'd rather you fail math, but if I get a call from the teacher that you were mean or you bullied someone, I'd be the most disappointed in you with anything.
Yeah.
They're gonna go through it. And it's unfortunate, because I wish my daughter thought I was the coolest person in the world, but she doesn't. I'm like, me, you know what? People like me. People know me. But she's like, I don't care. And, you know, I gotta let her live. That's gonna be the hardest thing, but they're gonna have to live, just like we all did.
Yeah. You fall and you get back up.
Fall and you get back up. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk entrepreneurship and your kids brand, mm-hmm. Bougie Kids.
Bougie Kids. So that started, I was doing event planning. I hated my job more than anything. And I was like, what do I love to do? I love to dress my kids. So I started a Pinterest board called Brand New Life on a Monday. And then I was learning how to code on YouTube. It's very small. I don't know if any of you guys watch the show, but it's so small. Like, it's in my basement, still small. And I'm proud of that. And I'm proud to showcase that small business, that you can see how it grows to eventually become a $20 million company. If you sat me down, I couldn't talk business with you like that right now. I don't have that. I have a business in my basement. But the plan is to grow it. And that's where I'm at now with it.
Yeah, well, you're in the right place, because we're all leveling up.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? Leveling
up. Everybody. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's great. And tell us a little bit about, like, the inspiration behind the lines. And
so at first I was just buying from vendors and selling on my website. But through the platform of the show, which I am grateful for, and I'm not one to hide behind and say, like, I did this all by myself. Now, I put in the work for 5 years, but the show just catapulted me. Now I just produced 7 of my own outfits that are manufactured right in Jersey, right down the block from me. And, you know, thank you. It comes along with getting this platform, and it's like, okay, you got this. What do you do with it now? I'm not going to just be on the show to sit here and bash other people. Okay, cool. I'm going to do this. And that's why I say put the blinders on. I'll be that. But this is where I want to go. And, yeah, I'm turning that 15, I'm squeezing that juice out of that Larry as much as I can. Taking my 15 minutes and turning it into 16. So,
yeah. There you go.
That's the goal.
There you go. Okay, let's find out what is coming up for you. What are you just excited
so
about?
So, I don't know, maybe we'll do a season 2. I call it a season 2, because I did technically it's season 13, but it's my season 1. So if we do it again, I would love to showcase my business more instead of all the family drama that they got about me. there's just, my husband's business is growing. The TV world is exploding right now for me. I'm just going everywhere and trying to do everything. Did not happen overnight. Oh my God, I was talking to Adrian backstage. He wants to be in film, he's in it. Tish. I said, Adrian, I was 6 years old wanting to do this. It took me 10 years just to get a call. You know, it didn't happen overnight, but I'm making the best of every opportunity that comes my way right now.
Yes, and I feel like you live by what your motto was, to keep the blinders on.
Keep the blinders
That's
on
why
go.
You're here now.
Yep.
And who you are today.
Yep.
Okay, now let's do a quick rapid fire. We went over this before, and you're like, they're not so rapid.
No, they're like actual questions I can think about. So.
But yeah, no, it's all good. Okay, favorite place in New Jersey?
My block.
Ah, nice. Funniest thing that your kids did this week?
Valentina played hooky. She does it all the time.
Seriously?
All the time. Well, not hooky. She'll go to school, fake an injury, and want to come home.
Oh.
And we fight in front of the nurse.
She's six, by the way. Right?
She's five. Okay. And I'm like, you ain't coming home. Put the nurse back on. And then we'll talk. And she's like, she's ignoring me again. She's on the phone, my mom, but she's ignoring me to the nurse.
Oh my God.
This happens all the time with her.
Wow. I love the sass. What do you love most about being a mom?
Oh, the unconditional love that I get from them.
Yes.
When they're good.
Yeah. Being on reality TV is blank.
Hard.
Favorite movie of all time?
Oh, The Notebook.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know, it's so vanilla, but whatever, I love it.
It's the best.
It is the best. He tells her, you, I don't know, whatever. What is that one scene? He gets mad at her and she's like, I love you.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Book that changed your life?
Oh, that's a really good one. I read The Secret a really long time ago. Mm. That was really good. I just read a book about grief on the way here. I don't know. Don't judge.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Because grief sometimes is not about people dying. It also is about things change. You're grieving. You could grieve multiple things in your life. I read that on the plane. That was pretty cool.
Nice. And a song that you work out to?
Oh, God.
Or like your playlist.
Oh, there's a really good one out by Pitbull. It's going to be my song for the summer called Cinco de Mayo. It's so good. It's really good.
Awesome. Burning desire that you have.
Ooh. That's like sexual. I know. Burning desire.
Someone asked me that yesterday. Dr. Ziegler, if you're here. And I was like,
burning
desire. What is that fire in my belly?
To host the MTV Movie Awards, to toast the Emmys, or get nominated for an Emmy. Is that a desire?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We're manifesting it now.
I manifested this right here.
Yeah, there we go.
I manifested this. So manifested Emmy. Manifested Emmy.
Love it.
It's probably not coming for Housewives, but give me like 7 years.
It's just yours.
Yes.
And what fills your cup?
My husband.
Oh. And an affirmation that you want to leave all of us with.
Two. I have, and this too shall pass on a tattoo. And this too shall pass because everything passes. And I love Jimmy V's quote, don't give up, don't ever give up. Love that.
Yes. Short, sweet,
short,
perfect.
Sweet, the truth.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle.
Thank
I want to get everybody out of their seats. We'll hear the Celebrate song one more time. And
awkwardly dance like Ellen on the stage.
Yes.
Let's booty pop.
Listening to my stage appearance and interview with Danielle Cabral at the Mom 2.0 Summit. This episode was powered by Rode Microphones, produced by Ryan White and Allison Marino, and edited by Britain Media. You can follow my guest at Danielle Cabral Official on Instagram and at Mom2Summit, and my handle at Kanika Chadda Gupta. You can watch this interview on YouTube or the episode on my website. That's TotalMomSense.com. Subscribe to That Total Mom Sense podcast wherever you listen and leave a review and rating. Thank you for being a part of this thriving community and collective. I'll see you soon.